This is the BBC. By the power of electricity and microphone placed in the proximity of the protagonists, we present an all-wireless show with a brandy bass. That music should give you a clue to the financial position of the BBC's music department.
One moment, Mr. Sakem. You can't attack the corporation from the back.
Can't I? Bend down. No! Read the name of the play. We present The Great String Robberies.
The string robberies started very simply with a man saying,
"My socks keep coming down."
You must try and obtain a certain amount of cheap string.
What'll I do till then?
For the time being, keep your socks up with the famous Eccles method.
Ah, what's that?
Stand on your head.
Hop!
Hello, Honks! Hello, Honks! Through the power of megaphone, Honks! 3 days later. 3 days later, I was called from Scotland Yard to Scotland. At Edinburgh Station. Thank you. At Edinburgh Station, I was met by a platform.
There should be a law against trains letting off steam when people are wearing kilts.
Excuse me, Porter. I'm a stranger here. Could you tell me the way to walk?
You see your ticket, buddy. We'll head over there for that.
Thank you.
Inspector Seagoon?
The voice came from underneath the navy red kilt.
Aye. You see, I'm a ventriloquist. I throw my voice sometimes from my knee, sometimes from my shin, and sometimes from my nose.
Oh, Julian. Now, where's the scene of the crime?
This is the house.
Aye, welcome to the scene of the crime.
Where's the front door?
It's in this brown paper parcel. We only use it for going in and out. There. The black-bearded criminal must have got in through the door or the windows. Everything else was locked.
I see. Right. Now, who was killed?
No one's been killed.
Then this is a job for the police.
You are a policeman.
Oh, yes. I wasted no time getting here, didn't I? And then you're all under arrest.
The String Robberies, Part 2.
Part 2, that's us.
You see that piece of string on the table?
Yes, what's that space in the middle?
That's the piece that's missing.
So? Now that's what a piece of missing string looks like, eh? Where's it gone? But wait. Can't you see, you poor Scottish fool? It's all a practical joke. Someone's cut that string in the center. Pulled the two pieces in opposite directions, giving the impression that a piece had been removed from the middle.
Harry Gringlers, he's right. Oh, Festoo, if you put these two pieces together, the gap disappears.
Aye, but did you notice when you did that, the two outside ends got shorter?
God. God, Chisholm's right. Now I see what happened. What cunning! The criminal cut a piece off each end, then cut across the middle and pulled them apart, making the string look the original length.
Oh, dear, this makes it a baffling case.
Aye, yes. Instead of one piece, we're looking for two separate ends. It's a good job I can count. We must start investigations at once.
Finally, here is a police message. Will all people in possession of two pieces of string please report to their local police station? Now, sport. The boxing match between the Irish and Italian football teams has been cancelled.
Oh, dear. Men. Men. Men.
Henry?
Yes. Hurry up, I'm next. you sinful woman, you. Always at the cigarette rolling machine, you.
You got a match, Henry.
You vixen, not satisfied with making your own fags. Now you want to smoke them.
There's nothing to worry about, Henry. This is herbal tobacco.
Herbal?
Yes. Crazy herbal tobacco made from dandelions.
Well, don't leave any in my bedroom. Our water rates are high enough as it is.
These cigarettes are strong, Henry.
Oh.
Better not light them.
Yes.
Henry.
What?
Henry, haven't you noticed, you nutty, nutty man?
What?
How do you like my new frock?
Mean.
Oh.
Where did you get that modern sack dress?
I got it off the Coleman.
I'll talk to you later about this, Min Bannister.
All right, Hen Cran.
No. I will. Let's get down to the fire station. To the police station.
It makes the same, Henry, because the police station's on fire, I heard.
Good.
Now, Henry, no, you're not allowed out, Henry. So you sit by the fire, and I'll drive the house round.
All right.
As the house drives away, we arrive at the String Robberies, Part 3.
3 weeks, folks, and still no mirror solving the crime. I think I'll have a bath. There's nothing like a bit of sandpaper for bringing up the old knees white.
Pardon me, Inspector.
Constable, mate, how dare you creep in here when my shins are exposed?
I'm sorry, I won't look, Inspector. In any case, I'm a married man with shins of my own, you know.
Constable, state your business.
I'm a policeman.
I know you're a policeman, but what do you want?
Well, there's an house outside waiting to see you.
House? I was going to inspect it. Meantime, Max Gildrey will show what fun can be had. Brandy! Afternoon already. Good morning. I was told that this house wanted to see me.
Sir, we have come to hand in our three pieces of string.
There is some mistake. We only wanted people with two pieces.
Oh, well, then we'll throw one piece away.
Good. Now you're a suspect. Hello, folks. I wonder, could this aged man be the string thief?
No, sir, no.
Shh, that's allowed, he might hear.
Henry. What? Put your fingers in your ears, Henry.
All right.
Go on, Becky.
All right, sir.
The robbery's been done. Everyone will be so...
There. Much of it. And come running.
But I can't get my...
Dear listeners, this disjointed conversation is being caused by Mr. Crun moving his fingers in and out of his ears. Thereby causing an intermittent break-in sound.
Constable! Sullivan House!
Come back! No, dear. Come back! Or I refuse
to... Throw a cordon around England. No one must leave the island.
Right.
The String Robberies, Part 3. The scene, the cliffs of Dover.
It says in the paper on page 10 here, there is a nationwide search for people with two pieces of spring.
What? We must leave England. Bring the brown paper pudding and follow me.
Meantime, 100 miles away, Seagoon springs from a foreign bed.
As I jumped out of bed, I thought I heard two splashes.
Two splashes, Jim? Oh, Jim. Are your feet wet, Jim? Are your feet wet, Jim?
Yes, I've been sleeping with damp socks on.
Oh, Jim. Can't you afford a clothesline, Jim?
Yes, but I found a bed more comfortable.
Oh, Jim. You must take action, Jim. He must take action, Jim.
Right, Jim.
Are you taking the...
Send the signal. Send a signal to all coast guards.
All right.
Especially those on the coast. Arrest the owners of those splashes.
Oh, I've never had it as bad as this before. Oh, dear. Oh, the wind must be 40 knots at least. Well, I hope we don't have to launch the lifeboat tonight. Just in case they ask me, I'll put one arm in a sling and lie down in a mock thing. Who is that there? Who is it? Who is out of there? Only a lunatic could be out on such a storm. Yes?
Thank you. Yes?
Merry Christmas?
You crazy mixed up Eccles is you. Christmas is gone.
Oh, which way did it go?
It's finished.
Finished? Oh, I better talk with my friend here. Sunny for the guy.
That's not till next November.
Can we come in and wait then?
Well, let's get rid of those idiots. Where's my club? Where's that?
I don't like clubbing, Jim. I never like clubbing. I have a message for you, Jim.
Well, play it on the gramophone.
All right, Jim.
Curse, it's written in typewriter. And I can't speak a word of it. What's on the other side?
Turn it over.
Oh, this is too much. Ellington attacked the hit parade with a melody. Hoi, hoi. The brandy.
Living doll, I love your living doll. Your fine living doll, I need your living doll. Be mine, I can't do without you. Gotta get moms around you, your living doll. Ooh-wee, you look good to me. You look great to me. You're the cutest hunk of loving that I ever did see. Oh boy, yeah boy, you're a living doll. A living doll, I love your living doll. You're fine living doll, I need your living doll. Be mine, I can't do without you. I get moms around you, you're a living doll. Me a little will do. Oh boy, yeah boy, you're a living doll. A living doll, I love your living doll. Your fine living doll, I need your living doll. Be mine, I can't do without you. Gotta get my arms around your living doll. I can't do without you. Gotta get my arms around you. You're a living, breathing doll.
That was Ray Ellington. We all wish him a speedy recovery. Now, by clenching my fists, gritting my teeth, and contracting my abdomen, I find myself in an ideal position to hear part three of the string robberies.
To put the lifeboat out in the storm.
Yes. It's amazing what a man will do at pistol point, isn't it?
What's our position?
I don't know. I'm a stranger around here.
What does the label on this wave say? Made in Birmingham for the English Channel.
Help!
Look! I can see the word help coming out of that big side bubble.
It must be a drowning cartoonist. Here, catch this pencil and paper.
Thank you. I'll draw the lifeboat. And saved! Now I'll draw myself on board.
Touché! On board.
First, I was asking you to empty your pocket.
All right.
Quit stalling.
Sir, that is our entire worldly wealth.
What's the ominous bulge in the seat of your trousers?
Nothing, I tell you. Just some old clothes.
This will see. Now, look, hand me that stick.
Yahoo! My Lego! Thank you, friend of mine.
Get a stowaway. Come on out.
All right, I'll come out. Lowers flap of Murray out his trousers. Steps out, waits for audience applause. Not enough, I say. Puts on record of own clapping. Stop!
Who are you?
I'm young Timmy Bluebottle, ace private detective. Own catapult, own scooter, own legs. We'll go anywhere in Finchley.
Lad, lad, little loony lad, who are you trailing?
I'm after the string criminals. I suspect a Moronati man.
Oh.
Point finger at him. Point, point, pointy, point,
that
point.
That is not quiet. No, the child is lying.
Keep him away from
the
me.
The child is lying.
Let's fly with catapult. Bing!
Ah, my spectacles.
All right, gentlemen, a final question. Are you the owner of these splashes?
No, I've never seen those splashes in my life before.
Would you care to try them on?
If you wish.
There, they fit them perfectly. And rest them in the nim of the leaf.
Run for it, Gridpipe, run for it.
Escape for the two splashes. After them!
They've fallen into water.
Hello, Hawks, I've lost my megaphone. Hello, Hawks. It's coming to you via cupped hand. Hawks! This is the position to date. Moriarty and Gridpipe have landed at Dover disguised as splashes and are making inland. They thumb a lift from a passing house.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Breathless, breathless, breathless. Cass, they drove away in that house.
Don't worry, Captain. I took a photograph of the number.
Good lad. And what luck. Here comes a photographer's darkroom.
Abgada, you are knocking on the door. Is that correct, sir?
We want this camera developed.
Ready in a few moments. If you would just accommodate yourself in the European type chair over there. Mr. Banaji.
What are you calling my name for, Mr. Lalkaka?
I thought it might be attached to you, man.
What?
Listen, we have had sudden employment in the nature of developing a European type of film.
Oh, this has come at a most of the tense moment. I was in an intrepid process of wrapping up the curry powder, you understand.
Listen, you will have to postpone the making of the curry for the temporary type moment.
It will be difficult. But I am understanding the necessity of gainful employment. There I am willing to concur, you understand.
All right, man.
D-guy.
What's your boss?
Boti.
Abkadashan. Now then, listen, will you please, Mr. Banaji?
I'm waiting. What are you going to say to me?
Letting me explain them?
All right, then.
They will place the European type of film in the developer tray for preparation.
All right, Tiga. I'm putting it in now.
I get it.
I'm waiting for the London European Hendon developer to work on the type of film.
But I tell you what I've got. I've got a revolutionary type dark room.
What have you got?
No light in it.
Oh,
I meant to say it's got a light in it. But I killed the joke by saying no light in it. But then we mysterious Orientals.
What is that?
Bertie, just coming.
What are you calling us, man?
What are you?
Here
is your developed type print, sir.
Let's see.
14 rupees.
Look, the number of the house is 66 Fairy Cake Lane.
That's been changed.
Arrest all houses with that address.
Wait. 66 Fairy Cake Lane? That's where Henry Crane lives.
Ben, this is the plan. We go to the emptiest place in the street where Crun's house lives. We go down in the cellar and wait for Crun's house to arrive.
We must hurry. The audience is leaving.
Hello, yes? Major Bradnock? Hold on, I'll get him.
Yes, hello. The Bradnock here.
Hurry up, Major. We're all waiting up the street for you.
Oh, blimey.
Those running boots are a repeat of the running boots you heard in Those Were the Days on the night program of March the 2nd. And was taken from the BBC Great Sound Library of 9,000 scratchy records. I should at this juncture like to thank the Wallace Green Slade Fan Club, whose 39,000 members clubbed together and sent me a copy of last year's birthday honors. How nice to have such nice, sweet friends.
He's a bit of a crawler, Moriarty.
he's on his way.
Well, it's as far as my house goes, gentlemen.
Now, listen, Mr. Crunch. Can we stay here until it gets dark?
Well, if you shut your eyes, it'll get dark right away.
Oh? I'll try that. He's right, Gitpipe.
Hands up, you two men in the dark there.
Oh, where are you?
Under the floorboards in the cellar. Don't move or I'll fire.
Captain, from where I'm lying, I can see at Moriarty's trousers.
What do you want?
Hand down the two pieces of string tied on your socks.
Dear listeners, as there is no audible sound for a piece of string, we substitute this.
Moriarty, you're under arrest. Mr. Crun, how do we get up out of the cellar?
There's no cellar in this house.
No cellar? Then, where are we?
You're all in your mind.
Help! Help! Put on the strip! Help! Get us out! Help!
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secom, Spike Finnegan, and George Chisholm, with the Relinger Quartet, Max Gildray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Finnegan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Tom Ronald.